Scott Schultz of the Wisconsin Farmers Union recalls the governor's campaign website as saying the agriculture industry is the largest contributor of jobs to the state's economy. And when it struggles, everyone does. So Schultz was concerned when ag didn't come up in last night's address.
We're hoping to see some proposals, you know, understanding that the state of the state is that, you know, general feeling kind of presentation most of the time. But as specifics start to come to fore, we're hoping that there will be some things that do benefit farmers and that the governor's administration does not forget where agriculture is in Wisconsin.
But not everyone is worried that the rural economy was not mentioned by the governor. Dan Kopanky of La Crosse is the chair of the Senate's Committee on Agriculture, Forestry, and Higher Education.
All too often when you talk about economic growth and job growth, agriculture is not mentioned. And yet, as we all know, it's one of our top industries in Wisconsin, with over 400,000 people directly or indirectly employed by agriculture. Excuse me. And so it is a force, and it's part of the plan.
Kopanky says food processing companies and cheese producers have taken notice of Wisconsin's strong milk production and seem ready to do business, which Kopanky says is part of the governor's plan. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.